Ever since I got the news about Trump being found guilty or charged guilty, however you want to say it, even, I mean, like the minute my eyes caught the article and I read the little bit that they made available, just joy filled my heart. Not the kind of joy that the liberals would have wanted, but it was the joy of the Lord, because we are now on the home stretch of perfecting this plan that God put in the heart of Trump from the beginning. I want you to know, as crazy as this may seem, now I forgot my place. I'm so sorry. No, I was saying something. Pardon me. This whole thing from the beginning was already planned. Although we're going through one surprise after another as to how they're implementing their plan. They have no surprises. They understand what's going on. They've already made way for what's going on and how they would respond to it. The Lord showed me in a vision, I know I've shared this before with you, that God was going to give, that the Lord spoke to me and said that President Trump has a very large brain, that he's put lots of intelligence in, but he's about to increase the size of his brain to handle even greater intelligence so that he can go before those who would have otherwise to heal America and to preclude their destructive interventions. He's already put it in Trump's brain, his mind. And, it seems like an odd thing if God would enlarge a man's brain in his eldest years when he's already so intelligent. But that's, God gave him the first big brain and then he gave him some more. Sounds a little bit like the Apostle Paul, doesn't it? So they knew what was happening. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what they purposed would happen, because this was God's plan. We're simply seeing God's plan overturn the New World Order plan. I think it was maybe 3 days ago when the Lord gave me a vision, I saw the plan of not only the elite, but the plan of the New World and Old World Witch Coven network in America, the New World Order or the Cabal, and very powerful people in America. And this person was standing in front of them all and handed me a plan that had already been devised about what these three groups working together were going to do in America. And it was a plan of destruction, not creation. Utter destruction. And I'm reading this the best I can because sometimes I'm just not able to easily read it. It's just astonishing to me how these lawnmowers all start up, either lawnmowers or barking dogs, just in time for us to start our program. Isn't that wonderful? That's our creation of creature news. So anyway, now where was I again? Oh my goodness. This is going to be a great night tonight, I can tell. Yes, it handed me this paper. It wasn't really paper. It was something that was written literally on the air. And so I read it, and it was a little scary. It was a little discomfiting, maybe I should say. And the Lord let them finish writing all that they had planned. And then he said something to the effect, not so. Here's my plan. And he laid his plan down right over their plan. And his plan was exactly the opposite. And he said, this is what will take place. So although there are those that are believing right at this very moment, even as we dine upon heaven's food, they are believing that the left is winning, the liberals are winning, New World Order is winning, the cabal is winning, you name it, the witches, the warlocks, all of these very, very blind people are all believing that they're winning and that they will come to the end of their warfare by the end of the year, starting like immediately. And then God lays right down on top of their little plan, his plan. So while they're right now jumping up and down thinking they've got the best of all worlds because they have finally trapped Trump, they're going to see that that little mouse has more power, more authority, more intelligence, more wisdom than any man they've ever met as he slips right through their fingers. So what I'm going to share with you tonight is going to be a series. Very quickly, I'll try to go through it very quickly. A series of many experiences or visions that I've had. I don't know if Ricky wants to save, if Ricky wants to share what she has seen tonight also, or if she would like to wait for her time tomorrow night. What did you plan on doing, honey?
Thank you. I can do whichever, Mom. I guess it depends upon how much time, but I can do whichever, okay?
Okay,
I want you to have the freedom to take all the time you need.
Okay, so if I take a little too long, she will share hers tomorrow night, and, you know, if you sat under her Friday nights, you know that the Lord is showing her very, very powerful things. So you'll want to listen. So here I am, full of joy, full of the joy of the Lord, because the worst possible thing that seems like it could have happened just happened. But the reason I'm full of the joy of the Lord is because it's not the worst possible thing. It's the best possible thing that could have happened, just happened. You will see how God traps his enemies. You will see it with your own eyes, hear it with your own ears, and the lessons you stand to learn will last you a lifetime. I promise you. When we did the Battle of the Bulge during World War II, our camp and our allies put up the greatest trap imaginable in the worst possible place imaginable under the worst possible weather conditions imaginable. Soldiers starving and freezing to death. And here our enemy is tromping through the snow, you know, singing their Christmas music. They think it's great because our guys are underclothed, underfed, blah, 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 and we don't have that many to begin with. And their guys look about as stout and happy as they can be. They look like they got up from a Thanksgiving meal and are heading into a Christmas meal. But they lead them right into a place that is called the Bulge. Just the very place that no one ever dreamed we would have soldiers all around the circumference of it, ready to bring our enemies down when they got right in the middle. So our enemies come moving in, and they're just kind of looking in every which direction, can't figure out what happened to the Allies. And then who was that famous general?
Patton.
Did you know that General Patton was a Christian? Mm-hmm. He was a Christian, so was his mommy and daddy. And he was a genius in war. So God used him to help initiate this whole thing. But they got them right into the middle of the bulge, and that's when the Allies cut loose. We won that war so completely that we won the war. And that's what's happening right now. We've gone, I just hope I can tell you, I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is just flushing through my being. While the liberalists and all of their vast company are just jumping up and down right now, thinking that they've won the battle of a lifetime. What they're witnessing is the beginning of their own demise. Isn't that hysterical? That's hysterical. I don't necessarily mean the demise of the people. I have nothing against them. They're just being used by Satan like so many others. But I'm talking about the evil forces of Satan working through man. He has deluded those people into believing everything they could have hoped and ever dreamed for all of their lives is unfolding before them, running right into their hands. They believe it. Let them keep believing it, because they're about to see how wrong they are. Okay, let me try to go through quickly. I didn't have time to categorize these. I'm really sorry that I didn't. I wish I would have. But if you want to get a copy of this whole thing, I guess we put it on our website. Is that what we do? Mm-hmm. We'll have it for you on the website tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we can have the, depends on the audio. We will have the audio of it on the website.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow. Our hope is tomorrow. If we don't have it there tomorrow, we will have it there as soon as we can get it there. So please consider this. And I want you to just have joy all the time you're listening and reading. Okay, number one. I shared with you quite some time ago, it's been, I don't know if it's been this year, it may have been last year, quite some time ago, that the next one was going to be God's man, and in this case, Trump. But I said, we will have to fight for it every inch of the way. And I hope you took it seriously. Because prayer is what is going to pull this thing through. God's depending on our intercessions to help these people work and to solidify that which God has called them forth to build. He needs his church praying. So here we are. We're right up to the finish line, and we lose our trump card, but not for long. So then I had, and I shared this a very long time ago, I don't have a date here, or do I, Biden? Pardon me? No, the cliff.
You had one in June of 2023.
Well, anyway, it's been at least a year wherein the Lord showed me Biden walking along a cliff, and he was dressed in a business suit. He looked very presidency, and as he's walking along this cliff, someone comes and just shoves the heel of their shoe right into his knee, and it knocks him off balance, sends him flying over the cliff. The next one that was so similar, Biden is again walking along the pathway beside this cliff. Again, he's dressed in the business suit, etc., etc. When someone came and just hauled off and hit him, if I remember correctly, it was like with the elbow and the forearm, right where the cup of the shoulder is, and sent him flying over the cliff. And I knew in both experiences that it was his friends that were doing this, those that he thought he could trust. But they were going to get rid of him, and God was going to get rid of the liberals that are trying to destroy America. Then I want to share I saw something on the internet right about that time that I was having several corresponding visions about Biden. Actually, almost like this one that I'm going to share with you, more than I liked my own. It was really cool. And it was John Kennedy Jr. had it. And he was in a church. You may remember this. He was in a church, and Biden walked into the church and began to walk on the top of the pews toward the front of the church. And if I recall, because I also remember this swing action. And I don't remember who was swinging, but
it was Biden who was swinging, and then he fell off of it.
But he was walking on the top of the pews. Okay, quickly. Get the mic, honey. Okay. I'm going to have to move on if you can't find it here real quick.
Yeah, you'll have to move on, sorry.
Okay, don't worry about it. We'll just let it go. So I'm not going to be able to tell you that one. We'll try to find it for Ricky to share with you tomorrow night. Okay, so the next one was Biden and his tech guy. Do you remember that one? I saw him standing outside in kind of not really like a wilderness area, but it seemed like he was standing outside this huge facility, and he was standing on the lawn portion of it, surrounded by greenery on all sides. And he was standing behind a podium. And behind him were CIA agents. I saw him with a tech eye in his right eye. Now, I don't know what all these tech eyes can do, but it was kind of scary. The man that was behind that tech eye seemed like he was a different man. I mean, he was just so completely Hitler personified, and not the low-key Biden that they've tried to show us for so long. He stands there with the press on every side, and he puts his hands down on the podium and announces that the New World Order is here to stay, and he was the New World Order. And then he turns to some men behind him and he said, go take care of that chaos and all that looting and so on that's going on. There was chaos and there was a civil war zone behind him. And he said to the people, I don't want you to worry about that. Right now, people are upset because I am up here and not the other guy. But you'll get used to me. Something of that nature. And then it came to an end. So that's where they think they're headed. They think that their guy is ultimately going to get into the presidency and he's going to have it in the palm of his hands until the end. But he's not. And I want you to know that no matter how long it takes this process that I'm going to try to talk to you about tonight, the end result is not Biden. It's not the Democratic Party. It's not the Communist Party. It's not anything at all to do with the New World Order. When all is said and done, the one that is going to be in the White House is going to be the man that was created for it, and that is Trump. So number five, I see after having had many visions of transitions, seeing things about Biden, seeing things about the plans and purposes of the New World Order and so on, I see that there is turning, and there's a turning. But I want to, well, I think I will share that with that one with you next, but then I want to share with you the Trump mouse, which I think you'll enjoy. So everything had been said and done, everything had been overturned that the elite had planned. And Trump was standing out in a field with a business suit on. And whoever it is that was responsible for handing the new president the keys to the White House and so on and so forth, was walking out to meet him. When he approached him, he had some, like a package in his hands of things that Trump would need to walk into the White House and begin his presidency. And he said to President Trump, he said, so here you are, and today we are officially making you the President of the United States. And he looked at him, and I could see such pain in that man's eyes. He said, we want to know, we want you to know that we are apologizing to you for all that America has done. We didn't understand way things really were. We had been told many things that just simply weren't true. We were compelled to try to defend America from you, and now we are seeing all things true. And it's just the opposite of what we've been told. So today, we are handing you the keys to the White House. I'm handing you the keys to the Capitol. I'm handing you this package for you to start your presidency with. We welcome you to the presidency of the United States of America. We trust you, and we will do all we can to help you in every way to put this nation back together. and they hugged each other. That's where we're headed. No matter what you hear, no matter what they say, that's where we're headed. I would say that sounds pretty safe, don't you? Now, I had a few kind of funny visions. Sense of humor, it shows God's sense of humor. But they're very informative. So in 3/3/21, I had a Trump mouse vision. I saw him as a little mouse. He was very cute and unusually special. As I held him and petted him, I kept saying what a special mouse I thought he was. Very unusual, precious, and especially gifted for such a special purpose. We were traveling on a train when I found him, so someone put him in a cage for me, for his protection for the rest of the trip. Soon, three cute cats showed up looking for him. I wonder why we've got the word cute here. They weren't too cute, believe me. Well, I don't have my pen handy, but they reminded me of cats from the mafia. That's what they reminded me of. And they were looking for Trump. Then they went around snooping and smelling, trying to find him. One of the cats found the cage and tried to get into it. It was aggressively trying to rip into it by the time I discovered him. I was afraid he might tip it over to get at Trump, so I walked the cage over to remove the cat from the shelves. He had climbed on to reach the cage and put him down. When I stood back up, little Trump was gone. I panicked and searched feverishly to find him. I walked by a sink and suddenly saw Trump's little head pop up out of the drain. And I reached out and picked him up and held him, stroking him. He looked so cute and innocent. I realized he had been outsmarting these cats all evening. They couldn't hurt him at all. He was under a miracle protection. I put him back in the cage and took him with me. Then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, saying a couple of things. First, he said, they, meaning Trump and the mysterious cats, are playing cat and mouse games. Just keep praying. I won't let them hurt him. I promise. Then he said something I thought was a new and exciting way to look at him through the eyes of the prophetic. Jesus said, I revealed several layers of prophetic protective words over Trump and all the people and things that pertain to him. These words have in themselves created a wall of fire round about to protect, through the prophetic word, his vision and mission. As long as he stands and obeys, he is protected. The prayer of the church stands to act as the mortar that holds the wall of fire together to protect him. I thought, wow, what a great revelation, Lord. The next Trump mouse vision. Again, I saw three cats on a train chasing a mouse. The mouse, so smart, and kept getting away from the cats. The mouse was in a cage, and then I saw the mouse was gone. I found the mouse with his head sunk his head out of the sink drain, and he wasn't scared at all of the cats. He was in the drain as a practicality. This was a Trump mouse. The cats epitomized the New World Order, who were out to kill him. The voice said, I have given him strategy beyond anything they can understand. He knows the path better than they, and his name is Victory. All fear leaves, and the Trump mouse is victorious. The voice did not say, will be victorious, but is victorious. Then that same month, another Trump mouse. This week is really the first week that we are dealing directly with interceding to bring President Trump back into the White House. I had another vision. Maybe a year ago, you may also remember this one. The President Trump was a mouse. He was going about in a room busy, cleaning up and working. He was a busy little beaver, mouse, that is. Suddenly he disappeared. He went through a hole in the wall and disappeared. We are all wondering where he went. We wondered, is he in this little cubicle? Did he leave the building? Where did he go? We did not know. Later, we began to hear things happening behind the wall that gave us a sense that he was back there working somehow on what we did not know. He waited, and he waited patiently. These big cats, I mean big cats, huge cats, were roaming around the room we were in, and they were getting more and more nervous. Suddenly, he came out of the hole with a huge and powerful staff in his hand. He was there to go after those cats. He moved swinging that staff in full authority. Think about that. Don't let go of those words. Determined to go after those cats to bring them down. Then the vision ended. Another Trump mouse. The Lord finally spoke to me this morning and said he depicted Trump as a mouse against these cats because the movement that he is fighting is that much greater in size in the natural than Trump is. But just like he defeated Goliath with David, he's going to defeat these cats with the mouse, with the Trump mouse. Now, I want to say, something here. I want to say something here. What we see with President Trump, he's got his little MAGA movement, and it looks like he could probably do pretty well if he didn't have to wrestle through a lot of extreme situations like he's doing. But the truth is, like the Lord chose David, the littlest warrior out there, to bring Goliath down, God chose Trump. And he chose Trump when he was small. He chose Trump when the movement was small and vulnerable and could not do it without him. He gave Trump a mind where his key gifting is strategy. There are those who have worked with Trump over the years that have said they have never seen someone with a gift of strategies like they have seen in Trump. He is uncommon, and he is. That's what the Lord told me, because God gave him an uncommon gift. And through this particular strategy, he keeps making himself the bait to draw those who are trying to destroy America out of their place of hiding, where they can be seen and their works can be watched. And when the Lord brings them down, all America is going to know justice has just happened and we have just barely been saved from destruction in this country. So what is happening by God's decrees. Does that mean we don't pray? Oh, no. This means this is the time to really start praying. God will use our prayers to bring forth his ultimate goal, his ultimate purposes, his ultimate promises. Pray for Trump, pray for his family, pray for his administration, pray for the strategies of God to be with him, ever with him, God's protection to be with him, to be with his family, to be with those who are part of his administration, to be with his friends. Whoever it is that God needs to protect, may he protect. That he needs to use, may he give them the courage to arise and be used. God is working, but he's not finished yet. When he is finished, America is going to be a nation reborn. And then I wrote here, Trump is going to return and is now working with a clandestine military group to prepare for his return. He also has a CIA-type counterintelligence agency or other such organizations with him. He has been very busy behind the scenes preparing for this moment. He is working with many organizations to aid in the behind-the-scenes operations of all things I mentioned to you. He knows what is going on. His thumb is on the pulse of it. If Trump were here today and could talk to you, he would say, "Be at peace, stand still, and see the salvation of God." The elite has a war going on against America. We've been fighting that war for 24 years, maybe 25 years. We have been fighting that war. They're not going to win. Your prayers are going to be the fuel that will drive the mechanics of God's plan into operation and into victory. We, not they, will win. Stay humble. Stay consistent. Stay persistent. Keep your faith strong. Don't go by the vision of your eyes or the hearing of your ears. Go by the faith of the truth that God has put in your hands. Do not step aside from it, neither to the right hand nor to the left. God is not man that he can tell a lie. What he said he will do, he will do. And we must stand beside Trump, behind Trump, all around Trump. His family, his friends, his administration, whoever is going to be walking with this man in the reconstruction of this nation, they need to see us all around. Now, I want to say something here. I don't have on any paper. I don't know if I've ever shared it from the platform before, but I want to say this. I've had visions of the New World Order government. This is going to scare the socks off of you. I hope it scares you right into faith, is what I hope. And I saw the government. It was a world government. New World Order government. And beside every government leader sat a dominion, a monarch, that whose responsibility it was to rule a specific nation in Satan's plan. So we had the temporal monarch sitting at the table. Right next to him was the spiritual monarch from the dark side. They were just ugly. They were so ugly. It was just incredible. But they were all power. They were all authority. Not Satan's own power and authority, because he has none. He uses ours to get his work done. And the Bible says, and they gave their power and authority to the beast. And that's what I was seeing. That's where the nations are heading. But God is going to stop that train, and he's going to run his train right through it and bring a new peace to the nations, to bring about dimensions of establishing righteousness in the earth, nations prepared for the Christ. God has a lot of work yet to do, and you're a part of that work. So we don't give up today thinking, well, we just turn it over and leave it for the enemy's hand, because we lost. We didn't lose. We just took another step you and I weren't prepared for in terms of how it would look. But the Lord and that team knew exactly what they were doing. There's so much more that I could add here, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to add one more. Maybe I'll give you some more next week. I shared this with you too. All of these are designed to help reinvigorate your faith that nothing has gone amiss. God didn't make a mistake. Trump didn't make a mistake. He knew what was going to happen. He was ready for it before it occurred. So in this vision, I see Trump in a 747 type jet. He's flying it. And he's going in one direction, like maybe east to west. He's going in one direction. He's high into the heavens. When suddenly he sees this block of ice. It was a wall of ice. It was miles thick. And that was what he was there to bring down. So he keeps moving in the same direction, moving, 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 because he's got to bank and turn around, and he's got to go through that wall of ice. So he keeps flying until he can bank and regain his miles per hour, if you will, in his jet. He slams on the gas, if you will, and he starts moving toward that wall, having made his bank, starts moving toward that wall of ice. The closer he got, the faster he was going. He knew he had to hit it at like Mach speed almost. He had to hit it as fast as that jet could hit it. He hit it. I know that wasn't a very loud boom, but he hit it. Things began flying. He is going through this block of solid ice for a couple of miles. That ice was all around America. And it was here to entrap America in the New World Order. He destroyed it. He needs our prayers. We need to keep believing. We need to keep fighting. God's not making mistakes, but I'm telling you, those who are on the wrong side will live to regret it if we will stay true. You and I, all of the intercessors that work with us, bring other pure, true and tried intercessors on. Have them help us. But stand in the gap for this man, because in doing so, you're standing in the gap for America. And in doing so, you are standing in the gap for God's wonderful, wonderful plan for the future.